have no idea what you're talking about. At least her butthole's clean.
Yes.
Who are we talking about? Beyonce?
I hope so. No, we're talking about Pooh Bear podcast.
Yeah.
I just had to take a pair of scissors to
We did it because we are both great cat parents.
Yes. So I don't know why. She has a bad habit of not really cleaning her bunghole well.
She keeps the actual hole itself clean.
Oh, just around it. She's not very good at.
Yeah.
Oh. So I had to.
She's fat, though.
You had to hold her, and I had to
trim, team effort.
Trim some. Yeah, team butthole. Yay, team butthole.
Podcast title.
Team butthole. Yeah, I'm going to bleach it. I'll be right back. I'm going to grab a Crest white strip.
You want to die?
Uh-huh.
She'll kill you.
Can you bleach a cat's butthole?
I think not.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I think she might kill you.
I think people hearing this might turn us into the
the animal authorities. Yeah. We're not going to do
anything
negative.
They bleach their cat's butthole.
A butthole. Not a butthole. A bottle.
A butthole. How is your butthole? Okay.
What an odd way to start a podcast.
Well, I bet it caught their attention.
It's wrinkled sheets.
It's wrinkled sheets.
It's
with
really
a clean
neat
butthole.
Having a clean butthole on wrinkled sheets.
Yeah. Yep. So, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Steve McGrew.
And I'm not. No, I'm Steve McGrew and you're Janet Blair.
I am. Yes. We've been together almost 6 years and we've been doing the podcast for probably like four.
I think it's. Yeah, somewhere three or four. It's been a while. It's been quite a while.
It's been a while, yeah.
And we try to do it as often as possible. We started off trying to do it weekly.
That was too much.
It's just so hard. But sometimes we do it. Sometimes we can do it. Other times it just turns into, you want to do two this week? Because I'm going to be gone next week. Or you want to do it? Yeah. So randomly, here we are.
We're here. And
what?
I forget where I was going with that thought. It's a snow day here in Denver.
It is major snow day.
2 feet of snow. Thankfully, it hit on the weekend. It usually hits during the week, and I have to just suck it up and go to work.
Why are you happy it ruined our weekend? Wouldn't you rather have it
ruined
a week?
It didn't ruin my weekend. I got to hang out with you. If you were gone, I'd be like, what the heck? Okay, I'll stay in bed and watch TV all day.
Well, we started off that way today.
No, we didn't.
We started off with YouTubes.
But not in bed.
No, we actually got up.
It was in
and
the living room.
Watching YouTube's channels on a big screen TV in high def.
Suck you in.
Yes. And you can really start to tell who's using a better camera than who's not, who's filming on a phone and who's not. So now I'm glad that we have actually invested into a good camera.
Yeah. Steve did. Yeah.
Yeah, bought a new camera. So anybody that's watching our Wrinkled Sheets vlogs,
let us know
about the quality.
Notice. Yeah. What?
I was just waiting for you.
You like stopped.
Well, you were looking at your phone. I thought maybe you were going to.
Yeah. So we have the first ever selfie bench. It has happened.
A what?
A selfie bench.
What's a selfie bench?
Well, it is in Wales.
Mm-hmm.
And
that'd be toward the UK.
Yes. Tourists and residents in Wales made the best of a pair of benches facing opposite of a scenic beach by repurposing one as the world's first selfie bench. So the bench is facing away from the beach, but the beach is behind you. So selfie bench.
So you sit on the bench, take a picture, and you get the ocean behind you.
It's crazy how... And I bet this has happened generations long before we were along. But you see how the world progresses? And you're just like...
How we've turned into selfie people?
Well, even cell phone people. Nobody had cell phones when I was a kid that I knew of. Well, I think maybe realtors did. But
realtors and doctors.
Yeah. But not like people I knew.
Do you remember when cell phones first kicked in for you? Do you remember like...
Sophomore year in college, I got my first cell phone. I had to put $200 down and because I had no credit. And I had like 300 minutes a month. Uh-huh. No text messaging.
No, that was not even a deal. No.
I remember like 2 years later, people started texting me and I would get charged for it because I didn't have a text plan. And I would call them and be like, I don't have texting. Why are you doing this?
Well, that's because you were supposed to have had a beeper. That's the way it was working at the time. People would text your beeper.
See,
and
I
you
never
knew to
did
call them.
That. I had a pager in high school. My parents got me a pager thinking that
beeper pager was the same thing. Yeah, same thing.
They would, thinking that would like make me call them if they paged me. And then I would lie and delete the page and say, oh,
I never got it.
But that was horrible, horrible behavior as a daughter. But I never had them simultaneously, a cell phone and a pager.
A pager. Now, who do you remember being the first person around you to get a cell phone?
I was one of the first.
Oh, were you? You jumped on it like, I am going to be big in this small town.
Yeah. It was in Branson. I had to go into Walmart, to the Alltel store by Walmart. Yeah.
Prepaid.
No. And then I ended up becoming friends with one of the assistant managers at the cell phone store. Uh-huh. That worked in my favor because if I went over cell phone minutes, I didn't have to pay any fees. I still had to pay.
Just didn't have to pay fines or whatever.
I remember having like a $400 cell phone bill and I didn't have a mommy and daddy that could like jump in and pay for things like that. Like I had to pick up extra shifts as a waitress.
I remember getting a $400 phone bill one time and just freaking out.
Yeah.
And it was basically because of when you could start streaming stuff on your phone, like listening to things. And I was not aware that it had not turned off and stopped streaming and I'd fallen asleep and it had just racked up these minutes. And it was like $400.
It's crazy. Were you one of the first people to get cell phones that you knew? I can see that about you.
No. Well, yes and no. I had friends that got cell phones with the big brick phones.
Uh-huh.
And I even had a friend that
Zach Morris, all
the way back to the bag, had the bag phone.
Wow.
That was probably mid-80s.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I'm not paying that kind of money. I don't have $1,500
for it. Why do you need a phone?
Why do you need – yeah. And then I think I got my first one in like 89 or 90. And it was fine. It still cost me $500. I remember paying $500 for my phone and then starting
This was 2001 when I got my first cell phone, and I was like one of the first people that I knew to have a cell phone. Wow.
Wow.
That's crazy.
I know, and now they're like a penny. You sign up, get a phone for a penny, get another one free.
My dad just got his first smartphone.
I'm so worried.
Well, he had some issues, and he'll like randomly pocket dial me. The thing I'm worried about is like the data usage. Does he understand?
He might not.
He's going to get that first $400 bill and he'll be like, so I'm not going to have a cell phone.
Should you
for a
talk
few
to your dad about
I
it?
I have tried, but he doesn't think I know things. I'm still the little girl.
Uh-huh.
So he doesn't really listen to me until it happens. And then I have to be like, yeah, I told you about that.
We explained Wi-Fi to him that if he wants to do data, he could.
That is not something he has.
Oh.
He doesn't have Wi-Fi at home.
Well, maybe that's something but I'm saying if he goes somewhere.
I know.
Coffee shop or Safeway now even has Wi-Fi.
I know. When I'm there in July, it's a plan to teach him new things.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm going to introduce him to spaghetti squash.
Wow.
Because he loves spaghetti.
Uh-huh.
Like loves it.
Right. So why would you want to?
Stop it. He has my grandma's great like spaghetti recipe, which I've never made for you because I don't know that you would like it. And I think it would be great with spaghetti squash.
What's the recipe? What? Don't just leave us hanging.
I don't have it. My brother has it. My dad has it.
Yeah, but what would you think? Well, I don't know if you'd like it or not.
You have to know what's in it. It's not very saucy.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of like a noodly. It has tomatoes and onions and hamburger, but it's not saucy.
Oh.
Like there's not an actual sauce, but she got it from like an Italian family. And it may be more realistic to – it's not like ragu.
Okay. We'll just let it go with that.
It's not saucy.
It's just noodles with hamburger meat. With some tomatoes chopped up in it.
It's delicious. It's freaking delicious. She would make like vats of it and freeze it. And every time I come to her house, I'd be like, spaghetti? She's like, yes.
My mom makes chicken spaghetti.
Yeah, that was so the plan for Easter, but then you had to go out of town. I was going to make my first ever chicken spaghetti.
Do you have the –
Yeah, it's online. It's totally
No, do you have
online.
Her recipe,
Oh,
though?
No. No, I've asked you guys to give it to me, and no one has. So
I know my brother makes it now, but it's chicken and
Velveeta
cheese and spaghetti. It's like spaghetti in a sauce. I mean, a creamy sauce kind of thing.
Because Velveeta is saucy.
Yeah, it's so good. It's so good.
I love Velveeta. I could eat Velveeta every day and then die early.
It's processed cheese. Is that why you don't like some cheese that's real cheese? Because you kind of have a...
Okay, so I grew up on the government cheese, right?
That's what I'm saying.
American cheese. And my neighbors would get to eat Velveeta cheese. And I'm like, what is this? This is...
You mean cheese. Velveeta cheese was a step up for you?
Yes. I didn't like cheese. I wouldn't eat cheese on anything growing up. And then my neighbors introduced me to Velveeta. And then Subway introduced me to provolone.
And then just, I introduced you to like creamy brie.
And I like that stuff. But we got this like Rocky Mountain cheddar that tastes like farts. It's disgusting.
It tastes like farts.
It's what I would think a fart would taste
okay,
like.
I just wanted to make sure. I had this guy fart in my mouth one time.
Nope, that did not happen. Please stop saying things like that. But
clean butthole.
I love cheese. I love cheese. You know that. I have to like refrain from eating the
you
amount
of cheese.
You
would put cheese on everything.
Everything.
Now.
Cheese and bacon.
Like we had eggs and there was big, just giant chunks of cheese with it. The other day.
I had egg whites. You have to put something in it to make it taste like something.
Yolks. If you put yolks in egg white, it tastes amazing.
I know.
But you were like, yolks, they have all the points. They have too many
Weight
points.
Watchers.
You're on
I
a point
know.
System now.
I am halfway. Today I'm taking a day off because
you like, just started it.
I had an egg.
You've been doing
no,
it three
I
days,
did.
Haven't you?
No, it was so 2 weeks ago. Oh. You've been out of town. But today I was like, I want a yolk in my egg. I'm going to eat M&Ms. I'm going to eat chips. I'm not counting these points. F you, Weight Watchers.
Yeah, because we shot some video vlog today of trying different Pringles chips and the M&M challenge. I don't know if you guys have heard about the M&M challenge.
It's a vote.
You have to vote for...
your favorite peanut M&M.
Yeah, honey nut,
chili
coffee nut.
Nut,
and chili nut.
And regular nut.
Why even add regular
nut? I don't
know. I don't understand why they do that. We all know what regular nut tastes like.
You're not taking it away. If you take it away, America might rebel. Yeah, I don't know. I like them all. They all taste like peanut M&Ms with a little bit of a different twist.
Yeah.
And I love peanut M&Ms.
I love M&Ms.
I do too. They're chocolate. That candy. Anyway, 420's coming up.
Yeah.
That's like a national holiday here in Colorado.
They're canceling it here, though.
What?
Yeah.
Tell me
the 420.
About this,
I don't know anything. I honestly don't know. I just saw the headline that they were canceling the 420 celebration here. I think because actually,
I think someone got murdered last year. Maybe
did
the
they?
Last couple of years there's been violence.
Well, I just thought it might be because the whole state's been celebrating 420 since it went legal. So why?
No, this is like intense. You've seen the clouds
on
420. And
they
like,
meet at the park and it goes
Snoop
crazy.
Snoop Dogg comes
but
out.
But that's what I'm saying. They don't need to add to it. It's already 420. Because when they were doing the 420 celebration, it's when they were trying to get it legal. And then they did it once when it was legal. And I think it was too much.
Yeah. Well, in Vancouver, there is an indoor pool that's decided to close on Wednesday at 420 to avoid a massive event being planned by a group of marijuana enthusiasts. They're afraid it's going to become a big hot box. What's a hot box?
What is a hot box?
I don't know. I don't smoke marijuana.
I would guess that a hot box is something like where you smoke bacon in or something that's just so full of smoke you just kind of sit in there and cook yourself.
Wow. Well,
I would assume that. If anybody knows, please let us know.
I feel like we should know talking about it.
Because you're a pothead.
I'm not. I don't. I don't partake in the Colorado pastime. But there are a lot more stories about pot. A lot more stories about pot. You know?
Go ahead.
I don't have another
one. Oh, I thought you had one. Oh, I thought you were.
No. Well, I did hear about like they have like topical creams that have like marijuana in them now. So you don't have to smoke it. It's supposed to help with pain. Uh-huh. Whoopi Goldberg's behind some of these products. Yeah. They're only sold in states like Colorado where
things are
marijuana
legal now.
Is legal. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Do you know where you can find that?
I don't. See, I don't know details. That tells you I'm not a pothead.
No, it just tells me you are interested in the story, but not really enough to
research it.
To research it.
No.
You like, that might be a good idea. I can see where that could help pain. Hey, what else? Is that a squirrel?
Well, let's stay in Canada for a while as we talk about a Canadian library that has written a letter to patrons who have foul body odor.
The homeless people are just coming in there now? Is that what?
I don't know. Well, let's dig a little deeper.
Okay.
A Canadian library looked to handle complaints about patrons' foul body odor by drafting a letter that directed them to local public showers and laundry facilities. New Market Public Library wrote the letter to gently inform patrons of complaints such as noticeable odor. We respectfully request that you take steps to control this odor before your future visits to the library. The letter states if you need access to free public showers or laundry facilities, you can access these at Trinity United Church across the street from the library. The letter got negative responses from some observers, including homeless advocate Tom Pearson, who told the newspaper The Star he believes the note discriminates against the homeless and other groups.
I'll have to say, so what to that?
Yeah.
Because if you stink, you don't belong in public places.
So, does the United States have public showers and laundry facilities? Or is that just a Canadian?
I think that might be just, I don't know. I'm
Canada's
not a homeless
really
advocate,
nice. But. They're known for their niceness, and I could see that. Like, it just happens in Canada because they're super nice. I can see it now. I don't think it's here. I've never seen
it. No, we have public bathrooms, and you could go in and clean up and take a
and those
thing
can
in the
be
sink.
Disgusting.
I know. I hate the bathrooms that put everything in, like, just metal. Like, the mirror
the
is
park.
The mirror is metal. The
at
bathroom's
the
metal. The urinals. Yeah, like those park bathrooms.
Or at the beaches.
Yeah. Just everything is just metal. And the you try to look at yourself in a mirror and it's been scratched and like
and like it's like a funhouse mirror.
Yeah, like why
you
even
like
have
20 pounds
why even have a chrome stainless steel mirror? What's the point of that?
It's because the other people in the general public don't always treat things that they don't own.
Stupid people.
Yeah, stupid people have ruined it for everyone.
Oh, the cat's coming back out.
Hi, Rain.
Hi, Rain.
So I want to talk about my new fitness fun.
Yes.
Yes.
Fitness fun or fitness fine?
Fun.
Huh?
My new fitness fun.
Fun.
That I went to yesterday.
The orange
the
therapy.
Orange Theory.
Theory. Orange Therapy. What is it?
It's Orange Theory.
Yeah.
So these Orange Theories have been popping up all over Denver. And at first I thought it was like a juice bar.
So did I, actually.
And then I Googled and I'm like, oh, it's another fitness place. Well, then one of my girlfriends who was in the military... she quit smoking recently because she was gaining weight because she's a couple years younger than me. So her metabolism's slowing and
oh, yeah.
She realized she couldn't work out to the extent that she could since she wasn't in the military anymore, mm-hmm. working out every day and smoke at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, yeah. And I started going to Orange Theory and I was just like, oh, cool. Good for you. She's like, yeah, they have classes. They have classes at 5 a.m. And like my ears like perked up because my ideal time to work out is between 5 and 5:30 in the morning
before
like
work.
It gives me time to get ready after my workout to go be at my desk.
Clean up. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what are you talking about? And so she invited me to be her guest yesterday at Orange Theory. Oh my gosh, I love this place.
Why?
It's an hour workout and it incorporates like cardio. It does like things like very
everything.
Fat. Yeah. Yesterday was a power workout, so I don't know what the difference is between a power workout and the other types of workouts I might experience at Orange Theory. But my friend Danielle said that it's never been the same. But what happened yesterday is I started out with like 6 minutes on the treadmills. And during that 6 minutes, we did a base pace, advanced pace, and then like blowout pace. Those are not the terms they use, but that's
the pace you
yeah.
used.
And then we would go and do the row machine, and then we do weights, and then we do the row machine, and then weights, and then go back to the – and it was just like bam, 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 and then all of a sudden, hour's done, and I'm like, I burned 600 and something calories. Yeah, because they make you wear a heart monitor. So I signed up. We'll see how it goes.
How does the heart monitor connect to you?
You wear it right here underneath your boobs.
It's like a strap or something?
Yeah, oh. Yeah, there's a strap.
So you did it once. You signed up. And are you going to be one of those people to go like, I'm never going back to that?
No way. You know me. I don't waste money on things I don't use. I am. If I put my money into it. Well, okay. We have that gym membership where I pay $5 a month. But that's $5 a month. And if you were to say, hey, Janet, let's go work out on a Saturday. I would go with you. But other than that, during the week, I'm not going to go.
It's not that far from where you work.
But my gym is like 10 feet from my office.
True.
At work.
But I like the gym. I go, it's
Fitness 19.
Fitness 19.
I would go with you. It would just have to be a weekend.
I don't like to work out on the weekend.
I noticed.
Weekends are made for Michelob.
You don't even drink.
I know, but that's the only term I could think of at the time. weekends are made for fun.
So I'm excited about Orange Theory.
How often do you have to go? Once a day?
Twice a week.
Twice a week. Not every other day?
No, I only signed up for twice a week. But you have to sign up ahead of time. I've already signed up for the 5 a.m. class on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. So you'll come home and pass out like you did last night?
Yes.
You were like, oh, that wasn't even that hard. I'm not even tired. I probably won't even be sore tomorrow.
And I'm a little sore today. I got to say, I've been working out, but obviously.
I was going to ask you, because you were yesterday like.
Well, I wasn't feeling it immediately. It's not bad, but I am a little sore.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I've been looking for, because I've been working out on my own. But when you work out on your own, there's no one there pushing you.
And you do the same repetitive ones over and over and over.
I'll do elliptical, treadmill, weights, abs.
And then you go, I don't see any difference. I'm not noticing anything. I don't.
Right. So, anyone out there that
does Orange Theory?
Let me know.
Theorem? Theory?
It seems to be very, very much a community.
Was it full?
Yeah. Yeah, it was packed. Well, they had canceled their 12:30 class because of the snow. So, the 11:15 class was packed. But they only allow so many people in each class, so you have to sign up ahead of time.
What did the clientele look like?
It was very...
Are they very fit, or is it kind of like curves?
It's a mix.
Hmm.
A mix.
Because curves, I'm not always sure, and this is not a slam, but I think curves, a lot of time, people just kind of join curves and kind of hang out at curves and maybe do a...
I got no time for that.
A treadmill and maybe do a... It doesn't seem like it's really a...
It's like bam, 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 bam. And it has the music cranked and... The lighting is like an orange, it feels like a club type.
Like you're under
atmosphere. A
hot lamp at McDonald's?
No. Huh. But speaking of hot lamps, I bet KFC has a lot of hot lamps.
Oh, yeah.
Chicken.
There's a transition for you. Speaking of hot lamps and food, here's a food reference from KFC.
Well, there's a story out of Australia about KFC. The Australia wing of...
I'm going to let you... Alert. Changing subjects now.
Okay, well, the Australian wing of fast food giant KFC has had to apologize for promoting its new spicy chicken with a not-safe-for-work photo, many derided as a bit too spicy.
Oh?
Have you seen this?
No.
Okay. Well, the Friday morning tweet from the official KFC Australia account featured a photo of a woman and a man sitting on the couch and the woman reaching into the man's pixelated groin area.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, warning, not safe for work, something hot and spicy is coming soon, was what the tweet said.
Uh-huh.
Not safe for work is internet slang for not safe for work.
It's, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's NSFW.
Yes. So the Twitter post was deleted after a flurry of complaints accusing the company of using...
Sex to sell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these are big words to say what you just said.
What are their big words?
I don't know. Here, I'll scroll it right there.
Right
there
where? Go. Where is it?
Those top three words.
Top three. Misogynistic advertising tactics.
Okay.
Wow. Those are some...
I think I got stuck on misogynistic.
Oh.
The company said the tweet was meant to be playful. This was a genuine tweet to launch KFC's new hot and spicy chicken products next week. The company said in a statement provided to the website, Mumbrella, it was not intended to offend and we removed the image.
Mm.
Yeah.
But it was just kind of and fun. I bet you when it was unpixelated, it was going to be like a box of chicken sitting in his lap or something.
Right. Well, here's...
There's the actual picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it's going to be. It's like she's reaching into a bucket of chicken or
something.
A chicken
that's between his legs.
Yeah.
But it could be very, very bad. And especially the look on his face.
Whoa. Who doesn't love chicken?
You're funny. You're fine.
I'm tired of misogynistic, sexist, racist, any of that kind of... Everybody's just looking for something to complain. I got called misogynistic the other day. That's why I think I recognize that word.
Now the truth comes out.
Yeah.
Why did someone call you misogynistic?
Because I made a joke about Hillary Clinton. And
isn't she half man?
Probably. But I was, somebody called, you know, my attitude a misogynistic
attitude.
Pretty sure women
are going to hate that I said that. I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway.
Instead of just saying that wasn't funny or, you know, I don't get it.
I didn't think that was funny.
Funny, you know, instead of, well, that's misogynistic. Everybody's looking for something to be offended about or complain about.
And we were talking about this kind of yesterday. Those internet trolls that are constantly looking for negative things to throw at other people mm-hmm. because they feel so safe behind their computer screen. And I know we have friends like that. We have friends that are very troll-like.
Who? And
I'm not throwing out names. Well, I don't need that. No way, Jose.
Okay. Talking about Jeremy?
No. He's blatant. He's very blatant.
In his troll. But I think people just have to...
Like, they just feel safe behind their computer screen. And so they'll throw out anything. And you've asked me why I don't get more into vlogging. And, well, one, I spend a lot of time behind my desk at work. You know this.
I know. And what,
I don't know if you believe me.
Oh, I do, because I know that you don't leave work till 9 o'clock at night. But I do know that you love beauty vlogs.
I do.
You're very much into. You subscribe to them. You watch them. I just watched a bunch with you. We
yay,
actually went
yes.
shopping yesterday, and you were like, oh, I'm buying this because such and such used it, and I like this brand. Mm-hmm. And you're very much into it. So I don't know why you wouldn't want to do more of that, because that's something
– I don't want people to come at me with negative comments.
I know, but you went to school for broadcast and communication.
I know.
I told her yesterday, I go, this is your chance to actually use what you went to school with and have your own show. This is like creating – this is like a television station that you've been turned over to. I think that's what's great about YouTube. YouTube like allows anybody mm-hmm. to create their own television show.
True.
And I haven't understood that till yesterday. You go, I just don't want to deal with the negativity. I don't think I could deal with the trolls.
I don't think I could. I don't like negative comments.
Well,
in
we're
any
doing
way,
we do
form.
This. We this is a show.
But nobody's ever thrown negativity at us.
Like, you suck. Why do you even put this out? Why do you
I think was it last weekend we got messages on Facebook like, what is this?
About
and
what?
Did you see that come through? Like, uh-uh. You were traveling. And so Facebook notified me that Wrinkled Sheets had a new message. What is this? And I was like, I'm not falling for this.
Waited. Well, you fell for it. What
a couple hours later, the same person was like, seriously, what is this page? And I'm like.
Are you talking about the Wrinkled Sheets page?
Yeah. So I replied back. I was like, Wrinkled Sheets is a vlog / podcast. And so the person responded, LOL. Okay, thanks. But, like, I thought I was going to fall into, like, some trap of negativity. So I was like, Steve will have to deal with this. And you didn't.
But why do you think you jumped immediately to this is going to be negative instead of going, oh, look, somebody's wondering what this is about?
I don't know. I think maybe life has jaded me. I don't know.
Well, who is the one we watched today? The girl that we watched, she talks like this.
Mel Memphis.
What's her name?
Melissa.
Yeah, her.
She doesn't talk like that.
She talks like this. Go. Yo, mom. Thanks a lot.
You've kind of got like a Southern / English thing going
life
with
is
that.
Good, yo.
No, you have like English meets Southern. She's very much from Tennessee.
Well, yeah, my life is getting better, y'all. But. She mentions the fact that she might like have to turn off her notifications.
Yeah.
But for what you're talking about, she goes, if the comments are bad, I'm just going to turn off the notifications.
No, she'll disable the comments.
Yeah, same thing.
Nope, not the same thing. But yeah, there's a lot of trolls out there. And I feel like maybe she has some people that actually know her and her situation personally that maybe were attacking her on YouTube.
Yeah.
And because she said she had to take legal action
on one person.
And so you have to really know someone to, I feel like. I don't know. Anyway.
So anyway, back to the point I was telling her, and you people listening, you can agree or disagree and let Janet know. Because I think she's been so involved in work, she's letting her outside life slide. Instead of being happy outside of work. Let me finish. Because things that you enjoy, you don't enjoy as much anymore because you're tired. So, and I think if you would work the other way around, like, you know, just be happy with this, and now I have to go do my job. See what I'm saying? That's what I was trying to explain to you yesterday. Like, yay, we get to film a video. Mm-hmm. Instead of like, oh, God, I just got home from work. Do we have to film?
Well, today is fun.
I know, but
I woke up rested and we can go have fun.
Are you avoiding what I'm saying, though?
No. But is it odd that when I get home from work, I want to chill?
Yes, because I think you're letting work completely consume
you. So when you get home, if I were to be wide awake when you got home and I said, let's film a video, would you be all about it if you had just finished doing two shows?
Possibly, because
no
I'm
way.
No, possibly because
you're
I'm
exhausted.
In a different mode. I'm tired, but my brain is in a different mode.
My brain's dead after work.
Because I come home for a lot of times from shows because I've been doing show and my brain is like going. That's why I have to take sleeping pills. My brain is going 100 miles an hour a lot of times.
But you don't. Your work doesn't last as long as my work. Hours wise.
Oh.
I'm engaged in having to be mentally attentive for 8+ hours a day.
But I just want you to see what I'm saying. My point
is saying,
enjoy the things that make you happy and just do your job. That's what I'm saying.
I'm trying.
I know.
Today.
Well, today.
Well, and I think a lot of the things that make me happy and have always made me happy even before you, we don't enjoy together anymore. And we've talked about that. You know, about how you don't, you know, country concerts have always been my escape. And since, you know, I find times with you traveling, I go with my girlfriends. Mm-hmm. So you don't get to see that side of me anymore because you're not into that. But there's also other things I do that I enjoy. I enjoy working out. I enjoy watching YouTube videos with you.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy watching TV with you.
Doesn't it sound like we're sitting around?
We do sit around a lot.
I know.
When it gets warm, we like to explore. We haven't explored, you know, I think in 2016, when it gets warm, we need to focus on exploring new places. Because I felt like last year we went back to a lot of the places that we had already been.
Well, sometimes it's good fun to go back because you found a place and we should try this place when we go back.
Right.
That's kind of like I think of.
But like finding new places, I think should be our goal.
New places as in places to eat or new places and new locations?
New locations, because most locations have places to eat.
Because you mean like, I'm tired of going to Manitou Springs. Let's go somewhere else.
Yeah. Or like Estes Park.
I'm tired of going to Estes Park. I've seen the elk.
The Highlands, you know. Yeah. We haven't really seen the elk.
No. So now we need to go back to Estes Park.
No, we're good. They're just not going to be there when we get there. I've seen a lot of pictures on Facebook. I feel like I've seen them. So I enjoy stuff like that. Like, I'm not a winter girl. I live in Colorado and I say this. I don't like winter weather. I feel like winter weather is an excuse to stay inside.
Yeah, well, you've said this how many times today? There's your snow. Look, you like snow. There's your snow.
The last 2 days, not today only. You love it. You're
I
like,
do
oh,
love it,
I'm
but
so
you've
excited.
Been saying it in very, very facetious terms, like you just are hating the fact that it's snowing
no,
for 2 days.
No, I don't
days.
Hate it. I don't hate it. I just feel like this is your heaven. Go for it, mister.
All right. I'm going to go put on my snow clothes and go get in the snow. I'm going to go make a snow angel in this 2 foot
serious?
Of snow. Yeah. If you're going to tell me how much I love it and I'm not into it and I need to get out and enjoy the weather. I need to get out there and do donuts in my car in the snow and
Well, I look on Facebook, I look on Instagram, I look on Snapchat, and there's all these people out and about and enjoying
the
sunshine.
Snow.
No, the sunshine, the warm weather. Coachella's happening. Did you know that?
Yeah.
It's everywhere. Coachella.
Everywhere. There's lines of clothes even now.
Has this been something that's happened
for
long periods
time.
Of time? Because it's only been on my radar for probably the last 3 years. And I found this great quiz that I think we should do together.
A Coachella quiz?
Mm-hmm. Which celebrity at Coachella are you?
Oh, it's
I'm
going to
ask you a question and
okay.
You're going to answer it,
all
okay?
Right. All right.
Where are you crashing? With my boo in a really chic hotel. My friends and I are renting a big house and a pool. The house I rent every year for Coachella. Or who knows? My assistant handles that.
I'm going to have to go with who knows my assistant handles that.
What's your festival look? Floral and girly, shirt and shorts, total bohemian, or chic AF?
I'm going to have to go with chic AF.
What accessory are you bringing to the festival? A light feather necklace or something subtle? What am I not bringing is the better question. Brand new hair or my boo?
I'm going to have to go with my brand new hair or my boo.
That's two different answers.
Oh, I'm going to go with my boo.
Good answer. Pick your festival shoes. We have ballet flats. Here, you.
Let me see. Let me see the picture real quick. They're all chick shoes.
Well, pretend you're a chick. Okay. That's the funny part of this quiz.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to have to go.
It took him four questions to get
that. Do I just click on the one I think it would be? Okay. All right.
So he chose
sandals.
Very sensible. Very sensible that are flat. Who are you planning to see? Everyone, just from the safety of backstage. Everyone, and I'm seeing them with the crowds. I go for the parties or I go for the pool?
I go for the pool.
All right. You ready to hear which celebrity you are?
Yeah. Bring it on. Hit me, sister.
You are Taylor Swift. Oh, you and Taylor are all about hosting the coziest and coolest pool parties at Coachella. While you're both all about the music, spending time with your besties is what will really make the trek worth it.
Cause I hate it, gotta hate, hate, hate. And play, gotta play, play, play.
Oh, that was so much fun. I knew it would be fun. Have you ever been to Coachella?
No.
Why?
Because I don't like half the bands. I don't like...
Guns N' Roses was last night.
Yeah. One band you've heard of. That's typically the way it works. Every night, there's like one band you've
Isn't
heard of.
Isn't that how most music festivals are? Unless they're like country music festivals and you're a fan like me and I know all of them?
Right.
But you would be like, who?
I'd be in hell.
We get that, Steve. We get that.
You brought it up. I just had to... Who would you be on Coachella?
I have no idea.
Let's do yours now.
No, because
let's do yours.
It would be. I already closed out the page.
Damn it!
And I feel like since you already answered, yeah.
But I want to find out if you're like John Mayer or something.
He posted a Snapchat saying he was hungover today.
At Coachella?
No, he's not at Coachella.
He is actually pretty funny on Snapchat.
I told you.
I think that he has professionals on Snapchat. Mm-mm. I think he has help. I swear, because he's doing like short little movies and like. This is playing the guitar with a bottle. This is playing it with a baby bottle. This is
– yeah.
Then he's like playing guitar in my clothes, in my underwear, in my whatever. It's not – but they're different settings. You
he's
know?
Pretty awesome. There's some awesome people on Snapchat.
And he also pretends to be other people. Have you noticed
using
that?
Using the like, filters.
Different names. This is such and such. He's the brother of
– yeah. We spoke about Estes Park a few moments ago.
Mm-hmm.
Stanley Hotel, we've walked
Haunted.
Through. Yeah. Did you hear that there was a ghost caught on camera at the Stanley Hotel?
Yes, I saw the picture. It looks very, very real.
So Henry Yeh photographed the grand staircase at the building which the Overlook Hotel is based upon in The Shining, but snapped something much more disturbing. It's a building with a spooky past, which inspired the ominous Overlook Hotel in Stephen King's The Shining. And the famous Stanley Hotel in Estes Park, Colorado, certainly lives up to its reputation, according to this picture. So I'm looking at this photo.
Do you see it? Do you see it? Do you see it? Do you see it?
Hold on, Grace.
Do you see it? Oh, come on. What you got all day?
Oh, that is kind of creepy.
Mm-hmm. There's a woman standing at the top of the stairs.
Wow.
And she's very dressed, very Victorian, sort of.
Yeah. So it's a mysterious shadowy figure can be seen lurking at the left of the photo at the top of the staircase. He posted the snap on his Instagram page with the caption, "By golly, I think I may have captured a ghost at the Stanley Hotel."
By golly.
The image has since gone viral with hundreds of likes and comments. Yao, who's a public relations and promotions director at the Children's Museum of Houston, told a media outlet, "When I look at it, I don't notice anything."
But you can't help but notice it.
No, when he took it. Sorry, when he took it, he didn't notice anything.
Okay, that's a big difference. Okay, then, that's different.
So, and the funny thing is this article that I found is in the UK Mirror.
Uh-huh.
And it's about us in Colorado.
They picked it up from a news story, I'm sure. Would you stay... In a haunted hotel?
Yeah, I don't think ghosts could hurt me.
You don't?
No.
Why?
Because I'm a believer in...
I'm a believer in Jesus.
That's what I was going to say.
Why'd you stop?
because I was afraid you were going to make fun
of me. You're turning
red. I was afraid you were going to make fun of me. I don't think any...
Does Jesus protect you from ghosts?
Yeah, I think powers of the devil and spirits like that are of the devil.
You think ghosts are from the devil?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm pretty sure it says that in the Bible.
Pretty sure?
Pretty sure that's what I was taught growing up.
I'm pretty sure.
And I have faith in
Jesus.
In a higher power outside of the devil, in Jesus and God. And I'm not scared of ghosts.
Have you seen a ghost before?
No.
Would you know if you've seen a ghost before? Would it freak you out just a little if you just walked down here one day in the basement and you thought, I just see something?
I want to say, and I haven't really told many people about this because I don't.
Because you believe in Jesus.
Well, I don't want people to think I'm crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So I was asleep at my grandmother and I used to sleep in the same bedroom, separate beds, same bedroom when I would stay at her house because my brother would sleep in the other bedroom. And she would always sleep with her bedroom door open and it would face out to the living room. Well, I woke up one night and I swear I saw my grandfather, who had already passed on, carrying a shotgun in the living room. And I just sat there and stared at it forever. And I was like, I can't do anything. So I just rolled over and covered myself up.
Did it scare you?
I was scared, but I remember praying.
Please, Jesus, don't let the ghost with the gun get me.
And then I rolled over and covered up my head and thought, if this is my time, this is my time. And I fell asleep and...
That doesn't sound like you. You'd have been more freak out. Oh, look at this.
I was younger. I was much younger. I was probably like 14 or 15.
Yeah. And you just rolled over and thought, if this ghost is going to kill me, Jesus.
It's my time. And nothing happened.
So did you say to your grandmother, I think I saw grandpa last night?
No, because I remember, because at that point, my grandfather had been dead for about 8 years.
Uh-huh.
But I remember, like, it stuck in my head that after my grandfather died, we couldn't go see my grandma for probably 6 months.
Why's that?
Because it affected her. Like, they were married for a long time. And I didn't want, like, I never talked about grandfather.
Why?
Because I didn't want to make her sad.
Well, you know, my dad died when you, of course, you know,
it's been
about
a year
ago. And my mom still, every conversation turns to dad's passing. And that's been a year now. I mean, like every, and not in a bad way. Like
right.
I was like, you know, I went fishing while I was out working in Alabama. And my mom was like, oh, your brother showed me the pictures of the fish you caught. You know, they looked beautiful. Did you have a nice time? And they're like, you know, your dad sure loved to fish. I sure wish you'd have been able to go fishing with your dad one more time. You know how much he loved to fish. You know, he wanted to go fishing last time you were dead. Every conversation kind of turns that way. And I think it's good for her, maybe, because she gets
it out.
But it's hard on me sometimes. Yeah.
And maybe selfishly, that's another reason I didn't bring it up. Well, I was really young. I was 5 when he passed away. It was like 3 days before my birthday of turning 6. And so, like, I don't remember a lot from, like, probably until, like, 10. I remember
so
going
to... So you don't know a whole lot to talk about.
Yeah. I remember, like, sitting on his lap and he would sing You Are My Sunshine.
Uh-huh.
And I remember him having a tattoo with his name. It was definitely a military tattoo.
Uh-huh.
And we would listen to Paul Harvey.
Good.
Paul Harvey's freaking voice was
Good.
My grandfather's voice.
Good day. Now you know
yeah.
the rest of the story.
Yep. And I remember that stuff, and I held on to that for a very long time.
You look like you're going to cry.
Yeah. It was...
Are you going to cry?
No, I'm not going to cry.
You got all teary.
I do. Yeah. It's just remembering stuff like that. Like, don't you get a little, like... Misty, when you think about your dad?
Not yet. I'm sure I will. Not like this. You're about to really bawl.
No, I'm not going to bawl. Well, the memories. Like, that house is gone now. It's not gone. Someone else bought it.
Mm-hmm.
I drive by it every time I go back to Missouri.
And you think, I'd like to go in there?
Yeah. Because
that goes back to the house that built me.
I want to say it does, but my dad is still in the house I grew up in, so it's not gone.
Mm-hmm.
You don't realize how much you miss something until it's gone. It's so true.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I know the
feeling. Until you can't go back.
Because both of my grandparents being gone, I've driven by their houses and just like to see them change. Like, oh, there's a big giant fence around it now. Look, they put bars on the windows. Mm-hmm. Oh, look, this one. Look how big the tree's gotten, you know. And you can almost go, oh, I remember that. Okay, that front room's the living room. That part of the house is the kitchen, that corner over there. So you sort of have those flat – you get those flashes of I could walk in there and know exactly right. where I was.
Yeah. Part of me wanted to, when I was home this time, film like a vlog of Janet.
You should do that next time you go.
I thought about
you
it.
You should.
I did. I have like a whole like rough draft written of where I would film and things that built me.
The town that built me.
The towns that built me. Anyway, I feel like this is getting a little sappy.
That's okay. People can relate to some of this, I think. Everybody has lost somebody or moved on from something or left a house.
I think.
Everybody's got grandparents, unless they're born in a test tube.
Right. But I credit my grandmother for being the strong woman in my life that showed me what it's like to be a strong woman. If I didn't have her, yeah, I'd be a totally different mess of a person.
And by saying she taught you how to be a strong person, what do you mean?
Like, she didn't let people get to her or, like, take advantage of her at all at the age of 80. Like, I lived with her for a couple years, and she was in her 80s. And I remember her talking about, you know, trying to date long after grandfather passed away. And just how she felt like they were only after the money that she had. And then, she was very cold to people in public. And maybe that's where I get it. I'm not very social.
Because I'll have to go, hey, the waitress just asked you if you wanted some water.
And that is so, I think I get that from my grandmother. She would tip $1 per person. Every time.
Did you tell her that? Is this what, 1940
I tried.
Anymore?
You can't tell an older person how to tip.
You can't?
No. What you can do is wait for them to walk out the door and put money
and
down
add
on the
money
table.
To it. Ah.
When I started to be a waitress, like I was like, Grandma, that's not a lot
that's
of
not
money.
Enough.
And she's like, oh, it's fine. This is what I've done my whole life. I'm like, okay.
So she did not want to face the change.
No. And like, I worked really hard as a waitress when I lived with her. I would go into work at like 4 a.m. and get home at like 4 a.m. No. I go into work at 4 p.m. and get home at 4 a.m. And like, I'd make like pretty decent money. I'd come home with like $500 a night. And she would just be like, how much did you make last night? Be like, $500. Good job. I'm like, Grandma, I got home at 4 a.m. She's like, yep. That's what happens. Gotta work hard.
You work hard. Work for your money.
So now you see where I get my work ethic.
Yeah. And now I know why the millennials are starting to drive you crazy.
I don't know if I should talk about that because what if they find this?
But don't talk about specific names. But you just know in general because I complain about it too.
The sense of entitlement is insanity in this. And I am at the very end of the millennial. Like my birthday would put me in the millennial group, but I am not a millennial.
I'm lost by what is the new generation now? I mean, there's one that's because the millennial, there was the generation.
Generation Y.
There was a baby boomer, generation Y.
X
generation.
I think the X ended up turning into the millennials.
And then there's got to be something after that because the millennials are in the 30s now. Isn't that what most of the millennials are?
No,
or is that
in
the
20s? Late 20s.
Late 20s. Okay.
Yeah.
Keep bumping the dog's head.
I know. Poor dog. She has so much hair. They're just their sense of entitlement. They're like, what happened to someone working hard to advance without expecting it to happen within a certain time, even though you're not?
Because they're not raised that way.
Yeah.
See, they have forgotten you have to raise a child to be a good adult.
So they need to become entrepreneurs and do their own damn thing so that people don't have to manage their ass.
At all. In any way, shape, or form. Just do it on your own. But they can't, so they want the free stuff.
Right.
And they can't figure out, why would I want to work two or three jobs? Those of us that have worked two or three jobs.
Three jobs at one time. Multiple times in my life.
Understand that sometimes one job isn't going to take care of it. That right. $15 an hour... That's what that is. Now, you're not getting that.
Yeah.
And I love when people go, well, you can't support a family on it. You're not supposed to.
No.
That's not – okay, So sorry if that's what you're – if you're listening to this and that's what you do, I'm sorry. It's not supposed to be that way.
Right.
Those minimum wage, hence the word minimum wage.
Well, $15 is like twice minimum wage.
Well, that's
it?
What I'm saying. Minimum is the minimum. It's the bottom. Right. It's supposed to be like – you know, when you're a teenager in high school and you get a job, it's basically teaching you how to get a job.
It's how to say my job in high school, I started minimum wage, and by the time I left 2 years later, I was like $8 an hour, which is like still above minimum wage now.
Yeah, because it used to be two something when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But the point of that, and I've heard this described recently, and I was like, yeah, 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 he's cheering the radio, is that that first job, when you get that job at McDonald's when you're a kid, basically what that teaches you is the responsibility. You need to show up on time. Mm-hmm. You need to look good. You better have maybe your uniform pressed. You need to learn how to deal with the general public. And this will teach you how to act further down the road when you get a better job.
Right.
And I thought, that's the perfect way to describe it. These are entry level. These are what you do to learn the first part. Like, I can't feed a family of six on this. Well, you're not fucking supposed to.
What was your first job?
Well, it depends. I had several. My first real job was cutting grass. I had a lawnmower business where I just went around with my brother and cut grass. And we charged people to rake leaves and that kind of stuff. And then I worked at a scrap metal sheet yard where they would bring in washing machines and old phones and hot water heaters, and we would tear them apart and put, like, the aluminum goes here, brass goes in that pile, copper goes in this pile, and, you know, then you got cut hands and hot metal on you, and you just learn to do things. Then I got a job bussing tables at a restaurant.
Right.
You know, it's one of those things you have to work for money. Like, my mom would be like, I want a new album. I guess you better find some money then, huh?
Mm, smart mom.
It wasn't that kind of like, why can't I download the new game for my Xbox? Here's $30. Shut up. You know what I mean? That's basically right. What you hear now.
Here's my phone. Play.
Yeah. Go away. Just here.
That's funny. Whoa. This dog.
Is causing trouble.
My first job, I worked at a grocery store. I started as a bagger slash.
You were a bag lady?
I was a bag lady, and I also had to sweep the parking lot in the morning.
Do they even do that?
How gross that is.
Sweeping up cigarette butts and condoms?
Yeah. Disgusting.
You didn't even flinch when I said cigarette butts and condoms.
That's real life, y'all.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then I advanced, and I was promoted to cashier.
Yeah. I could see you as a cashier.
Yeah.
With that hair, with the, your hair now and your little name tag.
Janet.
Hi, welcome to Piggly Wiggly.
You know, every time someone would ask for cigarettes, I was so obnoxious. I was that girl that would be like, well, you know, cigarettes cause lung cancer, premature aging.
Janet, stop. Heart disease. Do not harass our customers.
This was in Southwest Missouri, and I don't even know what gave me the authority to think I could do that.
Did you get called down on it a lot?
Never.
What did people say to you when you say, you know, those cause cancer?
Oh, yeah, I know. Thanks. Can I have two packs? Thanks. Oh, I don't even know why. I think back to that multiple times a year, and I'm like, why didn't I get slapped or fired or written up?
Do you think you got above your raising there? I mean, not in a bad way, but like, at one point, you thought, I don't belong in this.
Oh, yeah. Like, I feel like.
That's one of the reasons I'm gone. Seriously.
That happened in college. Like, I was like, all right, I'm going to get a college education and get the hell out of here. You know, Springfield is not far enough. Like, Springfield was the big city.
Mm-hmm. That's why a lot of those girls go to Hollywood.
Well,
I'm getting out of this little town. We're going some places.
The ex got a job here in Denver, and that was a good method to get out here, and that just didn't work out. And then I met my beautiful boyfriend, and then a couple of years later, we became a couple, and that worked out. But I'm glad I got out. But then I see the same mentality here.
Of the local people,
like,
or just the
in Parker? You see those small town Parker people. And I've kind of realized that it's a mentality that you can leave, But you're never going to escape that small town mentality.
Really?
Yeah, we live in a smaller part of Denver. We live in Parker. It's a small town.
There's a little pocket of poverty.
It's not poverty, but there's a lot of like redneck people here. Like right down the road, Elizabeth has been on the news for their Confederate flags in their prom pictures last year. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
So but those that's farming community.
Right. And I think because of where I grew up, it's that simple life mentality.
Yeah, I had that where I grew up, and that's why I knew I had to get out, was because it was that kind of, hey, let's just fight and drink, and you know, let's go to the high school football games, and let's annoy people by being loud in this section, and you know, it's that kind of like, I can't relate to you guys at all. Mm-mm. I can't, you know.
Nope.
So I'm just getting out.
When I go back, I see that there's been some progression.
I think that's one of the reasons I've been sort of down on, because I thought you have to educate yourself to get out. You need to.
You don't.
You do, in a way. You have to be smarter. You have to get above.
Yeah.
You can't be stuck in this mentality of, we just drank beer and we watched football.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that kind of stuff makes you sort of
stuck.
You have to read what's going on in the news and taste other foods and experience life. You know, sometimes when I'd go back, I'd go, you guys are still sitting at the same bar, drinking beer, watching a game on TV. Mm-hmm. If you're happy with that, good for you. But, you know, there's a lot of world out there, and you guys are sitting there just bad-mouthing things because you've never gone anywhere.
I grew up, you know, watching Cheers and not – being around a bar environment, of course. It wasn't until I was in college and I started working at the Outback Pub in Branson that I was actually in a bar environment and realized that those bar people exist. That come into the same bar
that chair
every
right
day.
There.
They drink, like, and you know, like, five beers, you're done, dude. Anything beyond that's going to be a crazy night and we don't want to deal with you. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't grow up knowing that stuff.
But you found out once
I
you
did.
Get out. You have to get out.
And
of
I
your
never
area.
Want to be a barfly.
Never.
I'll rotate bars. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, it's sad when you see people heading down the life of bar people. Mm-hmm. You can actually see like
right.
20, 30 years working in the
yeah.
bar, same people. They've dated the bar people. They've dated the people that are in the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're 40 years old and they haven't met the right guy or the right woman
they've
yet.
They've met several of the
several,
right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. But I'm not saying I'm better than anyone. I'm, you know, I'm just.
Life's hard. That's what I just look
hard.
At. Life is hard no matter how you want to approach it.
It's true. Very true. Very true. Well, we've been rambling a long time.
We have. We could wrap this up. We're at an hour, so.
Oh, I'm yeah. sorry.
That's okay.
I know you like 30 minutes.
No, we're good today. You tell people how to find us.
Find us. We can be found on Facebook, Wrinkled Sheets. We can be found on Twitter, Wrinkled Sheets, the number one. Email us at thewrinkledsheets1@gmail.com. And YouTube is kind of our big thing right now. We're doing a lot of vlogs, a lot of
loving
videos.
YouTube.
So Wrinkled Sheets on YouTube.
So we appreciate you.
Yeah.
Now, if you subscribe, please do. And if you go to iTunes, please write us a review of the podcast
yes.
and the show because that helps move us up and people find us. And if you enjoy the show, if you listen on Podbean or if you go to our Wrinkled Sheets Podbean page, podbean.com, there's a donate button. If you feel like donating to the show to help keep it, because I just renewed our
oh, did
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
So thank you.
That's, yeah. So that
you never asked
that's
me what, for my contribution.
No,
yeah,
but that's
it's
what,
after the fact. You're like, oh, I paid for this.
Yeah. Well, that's what just made me
I'm
think about that.
I'm pretty sure it's my turn.
If people want to help
times
keep it
two.
Keep it going and on the
yes.
air, which every once in a while they do. Every once in a while, look, somebody donated $20. That's cool. We appreciate
yes.
anything. We just appreciate you listening and coming back because at one point you may go, I'm not listening to these two anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't do that. All right. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.